The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 7th day of February, 2019. I wasn't here yesterday to comment on President Trump's address to the Union on Tuesday evening. I expected it to last 40 minutes. It lasted almost 90. I think it was 80-some minutes. And as State of the Union things go, it was on par with just about all the rest of them, no matter what president. The State of the Union were strong. Okay. Because things stink so badly? Is that why we're strong? He didn't define strong. But there was one thing that was unique that he did that I have never seen any other president do. Declare this nation not to be a socialist state. I'll leave it up to Donald Trump to do something like that. Now, you may have noticed Ruth Bader Ginsburg was not in there. Everybody still insists that she just had cancer operation and she's still alive and kicking. For how much longer? This is not even mid-February. Doesn't look like this woman's going to hang on until they hope and pray that a Democrat's elected for the replacement of her. Now, Trump's had two shots at it, and Gorsuch and the other guy. And when you really find out about how the other guys were as being judges, what their rulings were, compared to the Democrats that are seated there, these are lifetime folks, okay? Lifetime appointments. Yeah, they might look better. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch might look better than a Ruth Bader Ginsburg or whatever the case may be. But again, that's how many different shades of whatever color is this? The lesser of the two evils. We've got that phraseology burned into our little brains. But that was, to me, that was the only redeeming thing. Is when Trump came out and said, you know, this is not a socialist state of America. And you know what's really funny? I was just talking before the show today, and a Blue Dog Democrat, somebody that does not like where the Democrat Party is at, the new faces like this Ocasio-Cortez, the new socialists on the scene, Bernie Sanders. When Trump made that statement about this is not a socialist nation, the cameras zoomed in on Bernie, and Bernie was getting choked up. He was getting tears in his eyes, and I was thinking, why? Because the President of the United States said that this country is not a socialist state? Or are you that guilt-ridden, knowing what you're doing, Bernie, and it choked you up? I don't know the reason, but he wasn't exactly dry-eyed. And of course, Nancy Pelosi. A lot of palooza. trying to look like she's interested in the president's speech by reviewing her paper copy of the speech. At one point in time, she was thumbing through there, pulling out things that he had already said, and she was making marks, and I'm sure for further comment down the road. We had this big blow-up about not having the State of the Union address, and yeah, okay. But this woman... why hasn't some senator or some blue dog Democrat, it'd be better if it happened on the Democrat side, came out and made a proposal to remove somebody like Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders by saying you cannot fulfill the duties and obligations of your office because you swore to protect and defend the Constitution, not the socialist states of America, not your better idea of something. The form of government is the form of government. And you people have got to go because you obviously cannot fulfill your constitutional duties because you're not constitutional. You're in a democracy. You're in someplace else, but you're in a seat that requires you only to assume that office with a swearing-in public ceremony, mind you, of adhesion, to the Constitution of the United States. And yeah, okay, I get it. It's post-1871 Constitution. Yes, the government has morphed. It is a commercial entity now. They've tried to make you one. They try to deal with you with one, as one. And they don't like to talk about that a whole lot, but people have had pretty marked success with going after the government because of that all-cap letter thing. There's a reason for that. If you remember, folks, years ago, when you would get stuff from the federal government or your electric company, doesn't matter. That letter was not addressed to you in all caps. You remember those days? If you don't, you're not old enough. I remember them. And these are valid points. These are points that they cannot address any more than they're going to pull out and go, wait a minute, there's too much confusion, there's too much hate and divide in the country, and the Democrats hate the Republicans, and the Republicans hate the Democrats, and we don't like who's in office, so we're going to seek to remove them and do anything and everything you can to make us stink about it. Well, I'm waiting for the person to say, okay, we've had enough of this. We need to go back and look at the rules. Nobody. Nobody out of 530 plus critters we have up there are going to do this. Up to and including present day president, by the way. Because none of the stuff that they're doing is constitutional. And I say this, and I think people kind of dismiss it when I say it. There is no other way politically to stop what's going on in Washington, D.C. There is no other way other than invoking the Constitutional Republic. And by the way, here's a little crib notes. It's called a Constitution. Neither side is willing to do it because they cannot. If we start having conversations in this country about the Constitution, and that is the shade tree that everybody's got to hang out under, you can imagine what will happen. People once again getting involved in their political structure in this country according to, okay, I'm tired of their crap. Let me see a copy of that rule book too. Could you imagine the conversations that would ensue? How about pointing out all the laws that are unconstitutional? How about the mother of them all? And that's the Federal Reserve System, which has been blatantly unconstitutional. Oh, for, 105 years now. I noticed Mr. Trump also made a quote that I didn't hear, that more people are now working than any other time in this country's history. I think the figure he used is 157 million. Oh, wait a minute here. 157 million people? and that's all we have working. So that means 150 million plus are either too old to work, too young, disabled, or something. But half the country isn't working for some reason. And that equates to 3.7% unemployment rate. Now, I think Ocasio-Cortez, I think she has degrees in mathematics or something. She sure as hell doesn't know anything else about how the world works, the real world. She's in this drug-induced, I don't know, fantasy of her own with her bigger and brighter new ideas. Well, I took a look at some of the ideas that she's had. And these are just, these are not all the shocking proposals from Ocasio-Cortez. No, these are just the most shocking. We don't have enough time. These are the most shocking. Well, this morning, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released an overview of her Green New Deal. Isn't that strange? Franklin Delano Roosevelt had a new deal. Well, Cortez has her own deal. But this is a Green New Deal. Now, here's what parts of her proposal. Rebuild every single building in the U.S. Huh? What? Upgrade or replace every building in the U.S. for state-of-the-art energy efficiency. We'll end all traditional forms of energy in the next 10 years. The Green Deal is a 10-year plan to mobilize every aspect of American society at a scale not seen since World War II to achieve a net zero greenhouse gas emissions. Plans to ban nuclear energy within 10 years, if possible. It's unclear if we'll be able to decommission every nuclear plant within 10 years, but the plan is to transition off of nuclear and all fossil fuels as soon as possible. Okay, sounds like a great idea. Do you have the secret ingredients to Tesla's Forever Energy? Is that what you have, Cortez? Because you got to have something to replace the nuclear and the coal, especially since the clowns out there all want to get rid of the internal combustion engine because of all that CO2 that it puts into the air. Now, carbon dioxide, folks, is what makes this planet go around. Evidently, none of these people have heard of photosynthesis, where green plants take this carbon dioxide stuff, this nasty stuff, and turns it into oxygen. Which, by the way, the majority of the stuff that goes on, it's actually the oceans that do it. Okay, most of the oxygen produced on this planet comes from our oceans. But I have not seen, have you seen the Audubon Society? Have you seen any supposed conservative, we got to hold on to our stuff group out there, suggest that we plant more trees? Remember when you saw those ads 20-some years ago? Oh, plant a tree. Plant a tree. Okay. Where are those ads? Oh, evidently we want to be overtaken by this nasty CO2 stuff, and we got to have global warming and all the ice caps melting. 10 feet of rising, oh gosh, half the United States is going to be gone. Hello? This has nothing to do with transitioning from anything. Folks, if you haven't heard yet, they're getting rid of the internal combustion engines. Makes sense, because guess what? We're not out of oil. No, we've got to shift into a new, costlier program to make a whole, well, not a whole lot of people, but certain people, buckets full of money. Here's another one. Build trains across oceans and end all air travel. Huh? We can't fix potholes in the streets of America, and this bimbo wants to build rails across the ocean? What? Now, there might be a problem with the train schedule at that point in time. You know, we do have hurricanes. There have been records of waves that were more than 120 feet high. How high do you actually have to build the tracks and the trestles? And there's another issue. How the hell do you anchor a track? If the bottom, the floor of the ocean is 2.5 miles down, you can see the problems here. So she wants to build out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary.
Jeez.
Don't invest in new technology of carbon capture and storage. Just plant trees instead. This is the only thing that I agree with her on. Because somewhere along the line, I think she might have heard something about photosynthesis. But you see the measures she's willing to go to shove us into some energy realm that we don't have developed. Hey, and I'm not a stick in the mud. You show me something that's going to save me a ton of money and it's going to give us energy forever and ever. Amen. Sign me up. I'm there. But nothing, nothing. And I don't care where the proposals are on healthcare. I don't care if it's on their climate change issue. I don't care what it is. It's never as advertised. The drawdowns are horrendous. The cost are horrible. We believe the right way to capture carbon is to plant trees and restore our natural ecosystem. That's the only thing that I'll agree with here. Mandates that all new jobs be unionized. Oh, boy. And that's where the little socialists and little communists, they just love to have the power. And that's where they end up at, in the unions. Ensure that all GND jobs are union jobs that pay prevailing wages and hire local. Now, in their little bag of tricks here, there might be a carbon tax. Well, Cortez, why don't you call the people over there in France to see how that's working out for them? We're not ruling out a carbon tax, but a carbon tax would be a tiny part of the Green New Deal. It may include cap and trade. Cap and trade may be a tiny part of the larger Green New Plan. How much will it cost? No estimate of the total cost of implementing the Green New Deal is offered by Cortez. And supposedly, this is supposed to be up in her alley. Liars figure and figures lie, right? Okay. Now, as Ocasio-Cortez admits, even if every billionaire and company came together and were willing to pour all the resources at their disposal into this investment, the aggregate value of the investments they could make would not be sufficient. Well, here's a problem they're having in New York right now. The expense of running New York, all of New York, not just New York City, 46% of the taxes that they bring in, that's generated from the wealth in New York. Guess what's happening with the people that have the money in New York? They're leaving. Whoops. Same thing that's happened in California. Same thing that happens in these areas that they infest. They drive everything into the ground and claim they need more money so we could go out there and tax the rich. Uh-huh. Not done with Ocasio yet. So hang on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Cortez does provide one estimate that the cost to repair and upgrade infrastructure, the U.S. infrastructure, alone will cost $4.6 trillion at a minimum. Now, the last time I heard it was $3 trillion, but hey, you know, we're dealing with the government here and their estimates. Might as well be $8 trillion. Now, how's all this going to be paid for? Well, you don't have to worry about that. You know, socialism has this magical way of just creating all this wealth that gets to be distributed around. But nobody tells you the last one out of the room when the party's over, you got to shut off the lights. Because when socialism comes in, the party is over. Now, she doesn't provide any insight as to how the trillions of dollars in spending will be paid for, other than claiming the Federal Reserve can extend credit to power these projects and investments, and new public banks can be created to extend credit. And then she goes on to say the question isn't how we will pay for it, but what we will do with our new shared prosperity. She is openly talking about going to the banks, getting further in debt, creating new banks in case, you know, the other bank goes, wait a minute, that's not a good investment. You know, we're greedy people here, but that's even kind of tough for us to swallow. And there she was, positioned on the left side of the aisle, in her regalia, kind of like mimicking what an angel would look like, maybe, all in white, sitting there rolling her eyes, speaking to people to the left and the right of her when Trump would make a comment. Who the hell is this person, and why is she still able to maintain a seat as a Congress critter? Somebody answer that one for me, because I don't have one. Now, I'm going to pull up a story here. I'm trying to get to it as quick as I can. But we got a problem here with money, and nobody is talking about that. Mission impossible here. It is an impossible mission. If you have debt, to pay it, try to pay it down with a debt instrument. It doesn't work. The main reason is because it's interest-bearing. Simple as that. If you had all the power and authority, what would you do to balance the federal budget and get America out of debt? Well, you might make up a list, and I might make up a list, and maybe our list would jibe. Maybe it would only be 90%, maybe 80%, I don't know. But I do know one thing. Under the current system, there is no way to get out of debt. That's simple mathematics. Now, and we're gonna play a little game here. I'm going to put you at the steering wheel of the U.S. economy, okay? So pretend like you're gripping the wheel there. You're going to steer the nation in the right direction. Oh, yeah. Put your thinking cap on, too. Now, and now you're going to have an opportunity to fix the financial mess the U.S. economy is in. Okay? It's going to be your responsibility. You're driving the bus. Imagine for a moment you are the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury or some all-powerful overseer of the U.S. federal government and taxation and spending. Which problem should you fix first? A, national debt. B, unemployment. C, taxation. D, expansion of government benefits to equalize income. Or E, provide equal access to medical care for everybody. Well, let's do a little reference here. You have $3.2 trillion in collected taxes. That's right, folks. $3.2 trillion, and they can't run a government on $3.2 trillion. Whoa. Now, 3.2 in collected taxes to play with. Now, you must make a $523 billion interest payment on the $16 trillion in loans the U.S. has made, and also by law cut $1 trillion of checks for Social Security and another $1 trillion for Medicare and Medicaid, and then come up with $673 billion for the military, leaving you with just $4 billion to fund all other branches of government, plus provide food stamps for 37 million people. The U.S. budget is $4.193 trillion. And the federal government says it borrows $864 billion to come up with a difference between what it collects in taxes, $3.2 trillion, in its budgetary spending list of $4.193 trillion. But the U.S. actually spends $6.048 trillion annually and actually just prints another $2 trillion of electronic money into existence to make up the difference and support the lifestyle Americans have been grown used to. More on this. This is in-your-face facts. Irrefutable. Hard facts, folks. Hard numbers. We'll break. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So if the budget is $4.193 trillion, and the government says it has to borrow $864 billion, now, folks, that's inching up to $1 trillion. And guess what you have to do on borrowed money? That's right. Pay the use fee, the interest. Now, today the public hears various calls for the Medicare for All or the tax the rich or... And here's the question. Could a modern society just create endless money into existence, in essence, to give itself a pay increase? Well, yeah, you can, but not without adverse financial consequences. Medicare for All will run about $2.5 trillion a year. Minimum income, $290 billion for $500 a month. That support for workers making less than 50 grand a year, or give it a number, $3.9 trillion a year for $1,000 a month income support, which is more than the federal government now collects in taxes. Tax the rich. Wealthy Americans with over $10 to $50 million of accumulated wealth could pay 2 to 3% extra that would generate $2.75 trillion over a decade, which wouldn't even come close to balancing the present federal budget, let alone future. Overtaxing wealthy Americans is already the rule of the day. The top 5% of the income earners pay almost 60% of the federal taxes. Let me repeat that in case somebody is confused out there. The top 5% of the income earners pay almost 60% of federal taxes. The top 50% pay 97% of federal income taxes. Now, more worrisome is that the public opinion polls show a majority of America wants these reforms. One pundit cites the fact that the U.S. had a 91-92% tax rate on the richest Americans from 1951 to 1963, and the country didn't go to hell. However, the baby boomers were the beginning to graduate from high school then. Medicare was enacted in 1965 and covered 19 million retired citizens versus 59 million today and another 75 million covered by Medicaid. Retirees received Social Security checks amounting to $14.2 billion. That was in 1963 compared to the $1 trillion covering 43 million Americans in 2018. Now, the part of the story that's not often told to the American people, and you see it from time to time, they'll crop up and say, oh, Social Security Administration, oh, well, we need more money. Social Security is broke. It's broke because you've robbed it. It wasn't your money to take, but it was put into a general fund and spent. Forward projections estimate that Social Security will have to cut checks for 79 million Americans by the year 2035. Now, in the early years of Social Security, there were surpluses that should have been invested to yield a return when baby boomers retired, or maybe just cut them back a check and say you paid too much. No, we're never going to do that. But those surplus funds were loaned to the federal government to finance increased deficit spending. Oops, they already robbed the piggy bank. Then there is the reality that in the midst of the financial mess created by loose lending practices, that the Federal Reserve Bank literally gave free money to lenders in the 2008 banking crisis, increasing the money supply by $4 trillion and essentially redistributing wealth in society to the financial classes. We might call that welfare for bankers or socialism, folks, because the American people are on the hook to pay all the debts of the federal government. We have no real control on how it's spent, but nevertheless, you got the IOU. So if the government does hand out endless free money just to a limited group in society, the people at the top and the bottom income levels are being propped up, and a group of 122 million taxpayers, bear the burden for the remaining 206 million citizens that are stuck in the middle. The U.S. debt clock, for evaluation purposes, as it presents many different economic factors in a single printed page or a screen view, you should study the U.S. debt clock and become familiar with it. For example, the U.S. debt clock notes America lost 5 million manufacturing jobs from 2000 to 2008, and notes that the number of unemployed is more like 12 million rather than the official 6 million. Well, that's a load of baloney as well. I don't know what unemployment figures they're counting, because they forgot to count the people that are no longer receiving any funds and are still out of a job in this country. The good office is over to economist John Williams of Shadow Stats. The author asked him to guide me through the morass of federal government data, some of which is misleading or even fake, like the one I just said. For example, targets the rate of inflation published in the Federal Reserve Bank is 2%, but actually the rate is about 6% or higher. The official unemployment rate is 4%, is actually above 20%, and I would still put it at 25. I've seen nothing to dissuade me from saying that we have at least a quarter of the eligible workers in this country don't have a job. Now, the loss of confidence in the U.S. dollar, not by American citizens, but by foreign bankers. Yeah. Some say the day when consumers lose faith in U.S. dollar is the day the economy will fail. But on September 15th of 2008, when Lehman Brothers Investment Bank fell, the public had the faith in the banking system. This means events that precipitated the collapse were being withheld from the public view. An investment bank didn't create a run on the banks because it was for investors, not public depositors. The public is not likely to be aware of the dire financial conditions of the federal government. Otherwise, bank runs might be common. It is more likely that foreign bankers would lose faith in the U.S. dollar and could trigger a collapse in the U.S. economy. You thinking they're in any better shape? They're pointing the finger at us? Excuse me? Take a look in the mirror first. When the U.S. needs more money to fund government programs, it often borrows up money from foreign countries. This is how the U.S. funds various provisions that exceed what is collected in taxes. Is it possible that foreign countries that buy up our debt in exchange for a low rate of interest may not respond to auctions to buy these debt instruments? Call them IOUs, call them whatever you want. The U.S. debt clock said that it needed to borrow, or the government needed to borrow $864 billion in 2018. They had to borrow it because they didn't have it. But that has no reflection on what their budget is, folks. Damn it, if the federal government needs it, or by Jiminy, we're going to get it by hook or by crook, by borrowing, whatever the case may be. And we don't care what it does to the economy. We don't care what it does to the debt ledger that you and I are on the hook for paying. They don't care because it's so far out of control. What, me worry? Not a chance. Last November, foreign investors began taking a pass on the unprecedented debt securities that the U.S. keeps issuing. China's not buying them. Japan is selling U.S. IOUs because of the strong U.S. dollar. That's only in a relative sense, by the way. The euro and the Chinese yuan are crashing. Then the U.S. has to start searching for new buyers for their bonds rather than foreign buyers of debt. The interest offered on these U.S. Treasury notes may need to rise to attract buyers, do you think? Record amounts of debt projected to exceed $1 trillion are being sold at these debt auctions right now. The number of bids received to buy up U.S. bonds, guess what, are at an all-time low. So what's the solution? Well, you sell off U.S. Treasury notes at a discount. Looking at the U.S. debt clock, you'll see $6-plus trillion of U.S. owes to foreign countries. If those countries feel they'll never be paid back, they may elect to sell off their debt notes at a loss, say 30%. Hell, they might even do it at 50%. That would render the U.S. dollar less valuable in international trade. The cost of imported goods would rise as well. That type of event would severely affect the U.S. economy. You don't think this will ever happen? China recently threatened to sell off its U.S. debt notes at a loss in its trade war with the U.S., and it's not really a trade war. You know, there's another misconception. This is just trying to balance a little bit more of the budget. We're not saying even, Stephen, dollar for dollar here, or dollar for yuan, or the equivalent. No, we're just trying to get out of the $800 billion a year deficit because the Chinese can make stuff cheaper, they don't get taxed, they could sell it in our markets, no problem. No problem at all. Now, the U.S. debt clock states $347 billion is paid annually in interest on this debt. But the U.S. Treasury Department provides more accurate figures. Interest on the national debt exceeds $523 billion and is headed to $915 billion by the end of 2028. And again, put the 2028 figure out of your head. It's way less than that. As the interest on the national debt rises, there's less money to pay for other pressing and legally required line items like Medicare, Social Security, that are partially paid out of the general fund these days. See, these are not self-funding operations. That's the warning flag. But, nah, not now. Got to promise everybody everything and do your damnedest to provide for it, even though that it kills a country that supposedly you're representing and protecting the people, and yeah. Okay. Outside of the FICA payroll deductions that fill the Social Security and Medicare trust funds every 2 weeks, there's nothing but IOUs. Backed by nothing more than the full faith and credit of the United States, are you, the taxpayer out there that have already been bled to death, run into the ground. Don't worry, feeling a little bit tattered right now, they're not done with you yet. Ooh, wait till that socialism that Trump talked about really comes in. You know, when we're taxing you at 80, 85%. So you got a little insight here, how precarious the U.S. economy really is. It is already overspending and burdened with so much debt that now the campaigns for minimum income or Medicare for All seem to be totally out of touch with reality. Well, they are always out of touch and a bad idea. But there is a relief valve. As economist Martin Armstrong himself hints, Armstrong has consulted with various sovereign nations. So he's no small fry in the economy issues. And this is from his blog, from Armstrong Economics, and this was posted just a few days ago. Question. It seems the left-wing progressives in the U.S. House, opponents of Pelosi, have adopted the money market theory of Professor Stephanie Kelton of University of Missouri, Kansas, to justify unlimited deficit spending of the U.S. government, as the government can finance its deficits by unlimited currency printing. Question is, would you please comment? Well, he did. Actually, there would be no issue if the government simply created money to fund its normal expenditure. Historically, that will produce a very modest inflation. The crisis is when you borrow to fund that deficit spending. In 2019, interest expenditures may now exceed the cost of defense. Well, why do you think we've had two gigantic defense budgets in the last 2 years, totaling more than $1.5 trillion, because they know that train ride is going to be shortened. It is far cheaper to create the money needed than to borrow and keep rolling the deficits forever. Then the cumulative interest keeps rising and crowds out all the other expenditures. And that is exactly what is happening. Now, the process underway creates deflation, not inflation. Because the governments keep taxing or raising taxes to fund the deficits, and that reduces the disposable income. This is why we see riots in France. Yes, people earn more, but they're also being left with an eroding disposable income base. Now, don't discount inflation out totally, folks, for the cost of doing business, the cost of supplies. You know, just walk into a hamburger joint. You want to know why that place, those places aren't crowded anymore? You want to know why restaurant chains, or some of them, are shutting down half of their outlets? Because there is no disposable income. People don't feel comfortable going out and buying a $10 damn sandwich. Because immediately they start thinking, what the hell could I buy at the grocery store for 10 bucks? I could probably feed myself for 2 days. It used to be something quick and easy for us. Now it's something to be avoided. You know, I've been watching McDonald's. Are you listening today, Steve? Burger King came out with this 2-for-6 menu. Now, I would dare you to try to go buy a $3 hamburger anywhere from anybody, let alone just a Whopper. But these people have been offering two Whoppers for $6 for over a year now. Well, let's keep the lights on and keep that char broiler going. Are their profits down? Oh, you betcha they are. But they can also upsell. And that's if you come in for the 2 to 6, you want fries with that? What kind of drink do you want? Do you want a dessert, have a cookie, whatever? There's ways to still make money off the initial purchases. It's called the upsell. Well, McDonald's comes out and says, okay, we're going to do a 2 for $5. We'll beat Burger King. 2 for $5. And how long has that been going on? What they don't want to do is teach the public what Burger King has taught them. Expect to walk into our restaurant and don't pay any more than $3 for a burger. McDonald's can't sustain that. They can't work on those kind of profit margins. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, it is far cheaper to create the money needed than borrow and keep rolling the deficits on forever. When the cumulative interest keeps rising and it crowds out all the other expenditures, as I said, that is what is happening. And on the issue of deflation versus inflation, well, that's kind of a little bit confusing because the cost of everything is going up because the dollar continues to lose value. You know, that's why we're seeing the stuff going on in France. The press over here didn't want to let the people know that, well, yeah, they're upset about the high price of gas. And that worked for a couple of weeks until they finally had to relent and go, okay, well, it was for a carbon tax on the gasoline. These people are really pissed. Governments need to fund themselves so they raise taxes, but the interest expenditures keep rising and consume all the other areas of spending. It becomes a self-defeating process that leads to the crash and burn. Now, the problem is the politicians choose to cut bankers into loans to burden the U.S. with unbearable interest payments rather than just printing money directly from the U.S. Treasury Department to meet its obligations. Essentially, the federal government private labels paper money being issued as Federal Reserve notes when it actually is printed by the U.S. Treasury Department. Now, the Fed Reserve buys its paper money for the cost of printing, and the cost has gone up, folks. 5.5 cents for a $1 bill, 14.2 cents for a $100 bill, and then lends it out to commercial banks plus the interest. In this 2008 banking lending crisis deal, the Federal Reserve added $4 trillion to the U.S. money supply by electronically crediting its member banks by that much, equivalent to printing $40 billion $100 bills. The push-button money didn't cost the Fed anything to create. But again, the money's not worth anything, whether it's interest-bearing or not. And again, too much money chasing too few real things, and yeah, you get the idea. Now, inconceivably, the Federal Reserve now pays banks reverse interest to keep money they were given freely to rebalance their accounting books from being let out, which would increase the money supply with the resultant increase in inflation. Banks were given free money plus interest to boot. Now, the problem was solved, but only briefly implemented. Americans are never taught where the money comes from. The U.S. has a debt-based monetary system. And if you're not familiar with the way it works, we'll just run through it real quick. Unless you've been asleep or you're a new listener or you forgot. The U.S. buys cars from Japan. Japan then holds U.S. dollars. The U.S. needs that money back in order to continue to buy cars from Japan. So Japan sends the money back in exchange for an IOU plus interest. That's called a U.S. Treasury note. So when you look at the U.S. $10 bill, in essence, it's a promise to pay Japan $10 plus the interest. A $10 bill should have a minus sign in front of it. It's debt-based money. Critics say that fiat currency isn't worth the paper it's printed on. It's worse than that. It is debt in the amount printed on the note. U.S. citizens are buying stuff with IOUs, not real money. Now, this is what Kennedy said back in 1963. If the U.S. keeps dispensing money through a distributor called the Federal Reserve Banks, it would drive the country into insolvency. So Kennedy signed that executive order 11110 to strip the Federal Reserve of its power to loan money to the U.S. government at interest. By the way, an order that has never been repealed. It's still there. I have just a tad bit more on this subject. We'll take calls, and there's a lot of information I've got to catch up on as well. We'll take the top of the hour break here. Be back in about two.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.